a man named Steve Wariner wrote a song that either had the title or the lead phrase of the song was, "It's not what I did, it's what I didn't do." And I think another way of saying that is this: it's not what I committed, it's what I omitted. About 30 years ago, I took a student council group from Athens Bible to Montgomery for an overnight educational trip. We enjoyed the Capitol, the archives, first Capitol of the Confederacy, some of the other historic buildings down there. Some in the evening we got there and some were for the next morning. We stayed in a motel, and after getting back to the motel after supper, we had a devotional. Many of the young men that were along took part in that. I delivered a little short talk, more or less with a captive audience of teenagers, asking the question, "Are you ready?" And trying to impress upon them they need to be ready at all times for anything to happen. There was a senior girl on that trip. She was one of the most moral, modest, and kindest young ladies that you'll ever meet. But she wasn't a Christian. She came from a terrific family. And I knew that she had been taught about God and about Christ and what to do, the difference between right and wrong, all from her infancy. Why, she sometimes would play with my children when Brent and Brad were like 6 and 2 years old, and they would teach them church things. After the devotional, I was able to get her off to the side and ask her, called her by name, "Are you ready?" And she became quiet. I asked her what was preventing her from being baptized. And basically her answer was along these lines, and I can't remember the exact words, but here were the thoughts. She said, "I go to school and I go to church with peers that have been baptized and they claim to be Christians, but they do things, they say things, they copy each other's homework, they just do things that I refuse to do." I told her, from my observation, she was correct. And I knew she didn't do those things. As we continued our conversation, I asked her, did she believe, really believe, that she would go to heaven if the Lord came before we woke up the next morning? And we proceeded to have quite a long, lengthy conversation right there on the sidewalk outside her own sister's room. And the door was open, so her sister was quietly listening in. And I think I heard later that her sister was saying a prayer, "God, please let her listen. Please let her listen." There was an older sister who had gone along for a chaperone. You know, I told her that I was convinced that she didn't commit sins. And maybe some of the sins that you may observe in other people that your acquaintances do. She was observing that she didn't do the things that they do. And she didn't copy other people's homework. And she didn't let people copy her homework. She didn't use bad language and would not tolerate when people used it around her. She would remove herself from where they were using things that she didn't want to hear. She didn't use euphemisms. That people use, perhaps even people sitting here in this audience today. And I can tell you as an educator, it's extremely hard to convince my ball players and other students what a euphemism is and why they shouldn't use it. That it may be just a milder way of taking God's name or using God's name. But she didn't even use those kinds of things. She didn't tell off-color jokes and didn't laugh when other people used off-color jokes in her presence. And, of course, that last word of this sentence wasn't true back then 30 years ago, but it is today. Lustful things can be looked at on the Internet. But you may be sitting there and say, well, I don't do those things either. And that's great. That you don't commit these kinds of things. And you may say like her, I just don't do things that are wrong. She asked, you know, how can I go to church and sit there with some who I know are doing wrong things? Well, we proceeded to talk about the parable of the tares. We will read this at this time. It's on the board. You don't want to open your Bible from Matthew 13, verses 24 through 30. Jesus presented another parable to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went away. But when the wheat sprouted and bore grain, then the tares became evident also. If you don't know, a tare is a weed, and you don't eat it, but it's mixed among the wheat. The slaves of the landowner came and said to him, sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares? And he said to them, an enemy has done this. The slave said to him, do you want us then to go and gather them up? But he said, no. For while you are gathering up the tares, you may uproot the wheat with them. Allow both to grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather up the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them up. But gather the wheat into my barn. God knows, and He will separate the ones who are doing wrong from the ones who are doing right. But He will also separate the ones who haven't omitted things to do from those that know what to do, but fail to do it, as James 4:17 indicates. Therefore, to one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, to him it is sin. And so I ask her the question. Have you omitted something that will keep you out of heaven? And with tears in her eyes, she said, I am ready to be baptized. And about midnight, I called my mother, who was living there, and she called the preacher where she went, and we went, the whole group, and she was baptized. It took realizing. It's not that she had been committing anything, but she had been omitting the most precious thing. To do what God said you must do to be in a saved condition. Are you here tonight? And while you're not a committer of sins, but we know that the Bible says all men sin, and omitting to do something that God commands is a sin. Don't omit being baptized. If you know that heaven is awaiting for those that obey Him, and that's what you lack, why tarriest thou? Please come forward while we stand and sing.